in the headlines. The Archbishop of Yaoundé, His Grace Jean Barga, has encouraged Christians of the newly dedicated edifice of the St. Mark Parish of Okui, Komo, to be true ambassadors of Jesus Christ. In foreign news, world leaders have been reacting to the news of a rocket strike on the Israeli Golan Heights that killed 12 young people. Those were the headlines. Now the news in detail. The new St. Mark Parish of Okui, Komo in the Yaoundé 4 subdivision has been consecrated today with a call for the parishioners to be ambassadors of Christ. The edifice was dedicated by His Grace Jean Barga, Archbishop of Yaoundé, during the a pontifical mass to mark the 20th anniversary of the parish. Lekiate Gertrud Asongazi of CRTV Centre completes that story.
The highly attended mass at the newly constructed building of the St. Mark Parish in Okui, which was constructed for 9 years, was a moment for the Christians to celebrate the achievement of completing the project, which His Grace Jean Barga described as magnificent. During his homily, he told the parishioners to continue works of mercy, carry on charitable activities, as well as be ambassadors of Jesus Christ.
It is the decision of God that this generation has been chosen to give to God the temple. This is the sign that they have been elected specially, and I'm very proud for them. I pray God to continue to help them that they can conclude this evolution to the heaven.
During the inaugural mass, which also marked the 20th anniversary of the parish, hundreds of Christians received the sacrament of confirmation. The special mass at the St. Mark Okui Parish was co-officiated by the Bishop of the Mbamayo Diocese, His Lordship Joseph Marindi Okala, and the Archbishop of the Yaoundé Metropolitan Diocese, His Grace Jean Barga, in the presence of members of government, directors, generals of some state corporations, and a host of others. Lekiate Gertrud Asongazi, CRTV News Center.
Members of the Calvary Baptist Church in Gowdery have implored God's protection and sustained peace in Cameroon in order to consolidate meaningful development. This was part of the exhortation of the pastor of the congregation, Reverend Ephraim Jifon, during a solemn church service to celebrate its 35th anniversary in the presence of the senior divisional officer for Vina, Valerie Norbert Quella, and other personalities. Ayuk John Ashu completes that story from Gowdery.
In prayer, song, and adoration, Christians of the Calvary Baptist Church in Gowdery celebrated 35 years of existence of their congregation that has sprouted and blossoms like a mustard seed. Reverend Galak Moses, former pastor.
It has been a great celebration for us to see how God has moved the church for 35 years. And still seeing members who started the church, they are still standing firm in the Lord. It is something for us to celebrate.
To the chief shepherd, Reverend Pastor Ephraim Jifon, 3.5 decades are fruits of sacrifice, perseverance, and selfless service in God's vineyard with even brighter perspectives.
Celebrating 35 years of existence or of experiencing God and raising funds for our edifice auditorium that will reflect the beauty of God. So we are trusting God that members of the public will equally join us even as we raise the structure, because the church is for the community.
Beyond its ecclesiastical mission, the Calvary Baptist Church in Gowdery is also contributing to the edification of society, as one of its members, Professor Willie Mushing, observes.
35 years of being in communion with God, in following discipleship in the Calvary Baptist Church is not 25 days. We want to carry His word forward.
Among the special guests at the anniversary celebration was the SGO for Denvina, Valerie Nobekwela. Gowdery, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
In more religious news, thousands of Muslims from across the globe gathered in the UK have taken an oath of allegiance and obedience during the closing ceremony of the Jalsa Salana UK 2024, known as the Bihat. The ceremony involves forming a physical and spiritual chain with the leader of the worldwide Ahmadiyya Muslims, His Holiness Hazrat Misra Masroor Ahmad Moiti Uwefo Akonjang reports.
I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah.
A pledge of allegiance taken by 40,000 Muslims present and millions around the world watching through satellite TV. Known as the Bayat, it is recited by the spiritual leader, repeated by the faithful, and translated simultaneously in several languages, including Arabic, German, Russian, French, Yoruba, and Swahili.
I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. He is one and has no partner.
The Bayat is an opportunity to reaffirm faith and dedication to God and His creation.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
Forming a human chain, beginning with the spiritual leader, each person places their right hand on the back of the one in front. The 10-minute ceremony ends with the atonement of sins, an emotional moment for many.
My name is Ahmed Masoud Zumba. I'm a librarian of force. We have been away for a year, and then coming together here, taking birth on the hands of the Khalifa of the time. It's such an emotional moment for all of us.
The Bayat spells the end of the Jalsa Salana UK Ahmadiyya Convention, an annual event aimed at fostering spiritual awareness amongst community members, strengthening ties, promoting peace and tolerance. The Ahmadiyya Muslims are an Islamic movement originating in British India in the late 19th century. The movement is present in 238 countries around the world.
You're listening to the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. Today, July 28th, is World Hepatitis Day, dedicated to raising awareness of viral hepatitis, an inflammation of the liver that causes severe liver disease. Medical doctors advise that people should stop sharing needles, which can transfer small amounts of blood from one person to another, in a move to prevent hepatitis. They also suggest that children should be given the first dose of the hepatitis B vaccine within 24 hours after birth. The facts and figures of the virus in Cameroon with Joyce Cliff-Tata.
According to the most recent epidemiology studies in Cameroon, one out of every 10 people carries hepatitis, thereby making it a huge public health concern. Medics say, sadly enough, 8% of these patients who test positive often demonstrate a lack of awareness about the chronic disease. Probably because its signs are not so visible and in some cases take a longer period to be known. Therefore, World Hepatitis Day, observed every July 28, raises awareness on viral hepatitis, an inflammation of the liver that causes severe liver disease and cancer. If swift measures are taken now, WHO's elimination goal by 2030 could still be achievable. As of 2022, in the world at large, over 300 million people are living with chronic hepatitis B and C. In 2024, the health community all over the globe says the time for action against hepatitis is now.
Indeed, Joyce Cliff-Tata, thank you. The governor of the Northwest Region, who was recently distinguished with a Medal of Bravery by the President of the Republic, has challenged government workers in the conflict zone to emulate his example of resilience even in the face of a hostile working environment. Adolphe Lili Lafrique, the longest-serving governor in the history of the Northwest, has been carrying out risky trips across the region to preach the message of peace and advocate for a united Cameroon. More with Kilo Valerie Sala of CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
December 6, 2020, amidst heightened separatist threat to disrupt the first ever regional elections in Cameroon, our defiant Northwest governor, Adolphe Lili Lafrique, takes off to the risky skies of the region in a military helicopter, touring seven divisions in a single day to ensure that the election must hold. Same bravery demonstrated on March 8, 2020,
when the Women's Day event in Bamenda turns ugly, following an explosion that rocks the Bamenda grandstand. And so the administrator feels the Medal of Bravery destined to him is deserving.
I'm first of all grateful to the head of SETA who gave me this mighty recognition. It is a recognition of the boldness, the resilience of the population of the Northwest region, who since 2016 have shown their capacity to face very difficult situation and came out from it still strong to build back better this nation.
During an event in Bamenda organized by the city's mayor, Paul Achobong, Governor Adovlele Lafrik challenges government workers transferred to the Hoister region to demonstrate bravery. For as he put it, the Northwest region is not for the weak. Killer Valerie Salas, CRTV News, Bamenda.
From Bamenda to Douala, where some young engineers and web developers have converged in that part of the country to take part in the Douala Innovation Week. The event, which is taking place in the form of a competition, will see participants create digital applications within 48 hours that center on digital trade. Details with Roslyn Fossa.
They are young and creative and aspire to create an impact in the digital world in Cameroon and beyond. The 125 youths constituted in 25 groups taking part in the Douala Innovation Week will put their ingenuity to realizing digital products related to trade. Ayuk Eta heads the organizing structure.
We are the heart of the economic capital, and all what happened in this city is trade. But how can we take digital and bring it into the trade sector to help scale this industry? We have engineers, designers, and all of that. They're going to work, brainstorm, and they're going to come up with different kind of products. Some are going to come with web application, mobile application that involve different things to facilitate digital trade in Cameroon.
Aside training, the first three best projects will be rewarded with special attention laid on an all-female team.
$2,000 for the first prize, $1,200 for the second prize, and $800 for the third prize. But we have a special prize for an all-women team, and this is our attempt to encourage young women to get into digital space.
This initiative is supported by the United Nations Development Program, whose goal is also to develop via the digital. Anan John Kinyuen is head of solutions mapping at the UNDP.
If we want a Cameroon that can address the solutions that cut across the 17 sustainable development goals, we need to start thinking digital.
The first six teams from the Douala Innovation Week will represent the region at the Cameroon International Tech Summit, and we'll be competing with other candidates from across Cameroon comes October. Roslyn Fossa, CRTV News, Douala.
Beyond our frontiers, world leaders have been reacting to the news of a rocket strike on the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights that killed at least 12 people, mostly children, on Saturday. France's President Emmanuel Macron has been speaking to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about his country's stance on the situation. He told Netanyahu that France was fully committed to doing everything to avoid a new escalation in the region by passing messages to all parties involved in the conflict. In the meantime, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on all parties to exercise maximum restraint. That footnote in Foreign News brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news presented by Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening. I will be back for the summary at 11 p.m. with Coralie Laetitia Emini.